Welcome to a deep dive, just for you, into the Boston Seaport condo market. You've given us some really interesting data from Ford Realty, March 2025 sales figures, and even this kind of crazy 60% buyer rebate offer.
Right.
So let's see what we can figure out together.
Absolutely. Data can tell a fascinating story, you know, if you know how to read it.
Exactly. And you're hoping to get a clear picture of the market before you make any decisions, right? The first thing that jumped out at me was the low number of condo sales in March. Only two.
Yeah.
Especially when you see there were 49 active listings. I mean, it's like a dance floor with way more singles than couples.
Mm-hmm.
Does that seem a little strange to you?
It does kind of suggest there could be a shift in the market.
Yeah.
But we need to be careful about jumping to conclusions. We have to think about, you know, seasonality. Real estate often slows down after the holidays.
Yeah, that's a good point. But this is March data, not January. Things should be picking up by then, right?
You are absolutely right. I apologize. I think I misread the date there. It's a good reminder, though. Accuracy is really important when we're looking at data. So if sales haven't really picked up by March, it makes it even more likely that we are seeing a cooling market. This could be really good news for buyers since it means there's more room to negotiate. Sellers, though, might have to change what they're expecting.
Okay, here's where things get really interesting. Ford Realty is offering this huge 60% buyer rebate on some units. Is that normal? What's going on there?
A rebate that big is definitely unusual. It sounds like Ford Realty is having some trouble selling those specific places. It could be, you know, too many similar units or maybe some financial pressures we don't know about. That's definitely something you should look into more. You know, it makes you wonder about their strategy and what it means for how much these condos will be worth over time.
Okay, so maybe not everything that looks good actually is. Let's look at some specific numbers here. The data shows a median list price of $1,895,000. But the median sale price is $1,825,000. So there's a $70,000 difference. Is that a big deal in a market like this?
That might seem like a small difference with prices this high, but it's still important. It tells us that sellers are probably open to accepting offers that are less than their asking prices. And that goes back to the idea that buyers might have more leverage right now.
Interesting. What about how long these places are on the market for? The average is 120 days. Is that typical for Seaport condos?
120 days is definitely longer than usual for the Seaport. It supports this idea of a slower market. If properties are taking a while to sell, it could mean there aren't as many buyers out there.
Okay.
This is another sign it might be a good time to buy. Maybe it would be helpful to compare this to other areas in Boston.
It seems like we're putting a puzzle together, and the pieces are pointing to a cooler market than we've seen in the Seaport before. But real estate is never that simple, is it?
You're right. There's always more to the story. To really get what's happening in the Seaport, we need to step back and look at the bigger picture. You know, think of it like this.
So these Seaport numbers are pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But to really figure out what's going on, we need to kind of zoom out and look at the bigger picture. It's like solving a mystery. We got to look at all the clues, not just the obvious ones. Right?
Exactly.
What else could be causing this slowdown?
Well, real estate markets don't just exist on their own, you know? They're affected by all sorts of things.
Okay, so what are some of those things we should be thinking about?
The big one is the overall economy. When the economy is doing well, people feel better about investing in real estate. But when things are uncertain, like when interest rates are going up or people are worried about a recession, people tend to be more cautious about making big purchases.
So even if the Seaport itself is doing okay, a shaky economy could make buyers nervous.
Exactly. Think about it. Would you buy a condo if you were worried about losing your job?
That's a good point. I'd probably be a little hesitant.
Right. People are more likely to invest when they feel secure. And then there are also local things to consider, you know, new developments, changes in zoning laws, or even how the people living in a neighborhood are changing. All of those things can affect how desirable an area is.
Interesting. So even if the Seaport is still a cool place to live, maybe there are other areas in Boston that are becoming more popular and competing for buyers.
It's possible. Maybe a new development with nicer amenities or better prices is pulling buyers away from the Seaport. Or maybe there are more families looking for bigger places. And the Seaport, with mostly smaller condos, isn't as appealing anymore.
Wow. So it's like things are always changing. Different neighborhoods are becoming more or less popular for different reasons. How can anyone keep up with all of this?
It can be a lot, for sure. But you don't have to be a real estate expert. there are resources that can help you stay informed.
Like what? Give me some insider tips.
Well, local real estate websites and blogs are a great place to start. They often have market reports and analysis that can give you a sense of what's happening in specific areas.
So I could do some research online to get a feel for different parts of Boston.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the value of talking to people. Talk to real estate agents, go to open houses, even chat with people who live in the neighborhoods you're interested in. Their insights can be really helpful.
So it's like getting information from the people who are actually living in and experiencing the market every day.
You got it. Real estate is about people just as much as it is about numbers and data.
Okay, I'm starting to feel a bit more confident about navigating this. We've got the Seaport data, we're considering the broader economy, and we're tapping into local resources. It's like we're building a toolkit.
You're definitely on the right track. And speaking of toolkits, let's talk about some strategies for buying in a market like this.
Yes. Let's get tactical. What can we do to be successful in a cooling market?
Well, the most important thing to remember is that patience is key.
Okay, so I shouldn't rush into buying something just because the prices might be going down.
Exactly. It's tempting to jump on what seems like a good deal. But in a cooling market, waiting can often be to your advantage.
So how do I know when the time is right? What are the signs that a property is actually a good deal?
Keep an eye out for properties that have been on the market for a while, much longer than that 120-day average we saw in the Seaport.
Right, like those books that have been sitting on a shelf for ages. Maybe those condos are just waiting for the right buyer.
I like that analogy. Another thing to look for is a price reduction. If the price has gone down recently, it could mean that the seller is getting more realistic about the market and is willing to negotiate.
Ooh, so it's like a sale sign for house hunters?
You could say that. But remember, even in a cooling market, not every property is a steal. That's where due diligence comes in.
Due diligence? That sounds serious. What exactly does that mean when it comes to real estate?
It means doing your homework before you make an offer. This includes things like looking into the property's history, getting a professional inspection to check for any problems, and understanding the condo association's finances.
So it's like making sure there are no hidden surprises, right?
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask questions and really dig into the details before you commit.
Okay, so be patient, watch for price drops, and do my research. Got it. What else should I be thinking about?
Well, once you've found a place you like and done your due diligence, it's time to negotiate.
Negotiation. I've always been a little nervous about that part. Any tips for making sure I don't get taken advantage of?
The key is to be prepared and confident. In a cooling market, buyers often have the upper hand. Don't be afraid to make an offer that's lower than the asking price, especially if the property has been on the market for a while.
So I can be a little tough in the negotiations.
You can, but be reasonable. You don't want to insult the seller with a ridiculously low offer. Do your research on similar properties and come prepared with an offer that makes sense.
Okay, so it's a balancing act, being assertive, but also realistic.
Exactly. And remember, negotiation is a back and forth process. Be ready to counteroffer and find a solution that works for everyone.
This is actually starting to sound kind of fun, but there's still one big thing I'm wondering about.
What's that?
Financing. How does that work in a cooling market? Should I be thinking about mortgages differently?
That's a great question, and the answer is definitely yes. In a cooling market, it's even more important to be prepared financially.
So no more last-minute mortgage applications?
No, you really want to get pre-approved for a mortgage before you even start seriously looking at places. This will tell you how much you can afford and let you move quickly when you find the right condo.
Ah, so it shows sellers that I'm serious and ready to buy.
Exactly. And it gives you more power in negotiations because sellers will see you as a safer bet.
Okay, so pre-approval is like a secret weapon for buyers.
You got it. It shows you're organized and ready to make a move.
I'm loving all of this advice. It's like we're uncovering a whole new way to play the real estate game. But even with all of this, I still have one worry.
What's that?
What if I buy a place and then the market keeps cooling down? Could I actually lose money on my investment?
That's a valid concern, and it's important to be aware of the risks involved.
Okay, let's talk about those risks. What are the downsides of buying in a cooling market?
Well, the biggest risk is that prices could keep going down. Even if you get a good deal now, your condo might be worth less in the future.
So how do you know if you're buying at the right time? Is there a way to predict the market?
Unfortunately, there's no way to know for sure. Real estate markets are really hard to predict. But there are ways to minimize the risk.
Okay, tell me everything. I don't want to make a bad investment.
One strategy is to think about buying for the long term. If you're planning to live in the condo for several years, short-term changes in the market might not matter as much.
So it's like investing in the stock market for the long haul.
Exactly. You're riding out the ups and downs and focusing on the bigger picture. Another way to reduce risk is to buy in a well-established neighborhood with strong fundamentals.
What do you mean by strong fundamentals?
Things like good schools, low crime, access to transportation, and a healthy local economy. These things tend to make a neighborhood more stable, even when the market is cooling down.
So even if prices drop overall, a good neighborhood is more likely to hold its value.
Right. It's like investing in a company with a solid track record. It might have some short-term fluctuations, but over time, it's likely to do well.
This is making me feel so much better. I'm starting to see how to navigate this market, even with the challenges.
That's great. Remember, the more you know, the better decisions you can make.
I totally agree. We've covered so much today, from the Seaport numbers to the bigger economic picture, buying strategies, and even how to manage risk.
It sounds like you've learned a lot.
I have. Thank you so much for helping me understand all of this.
You're very welcome. I always enjoy helping people make sense of real estate.
And to everyone listening, we hope this has been helpful. Remember, knowledge is power when it comes to buying a home. So stay curious, stay informed, and good luck out there.
Good luck.
So we've talked about those kind of warning signs in the Seaport data,
Yeah.
like that big buyer rebate and the slow sales. And we've zoomed out and thought about the economy as a whole. But now let's get really specific, like about you. What can you actually do to make sure you navigate this market successfully?
Yeah, let's put all this information into a plan.
Perfect. I'm ready to put this knowledge to work.
First, let's think about that 60% rebate again. I mean, that sounds amazing, right?
Oh, yeah.
But don't let it distract you.
So you're saying it's maybe a little too good to be true, like it's hiding something.
Exactly. If you got to look deeper than just those big numbers, why is Ford Realty offering such a huge discount? Are these condos in a bad location? Do they have problems? You really need to investigate before you get caught up in the excitement of a deal.
Okay, so due diligence is key. I need to figure out the why, not just the how much. What else should I be doing?
Think like a chess player. Try to anticipate what the seller's going to do. In a cooling market, they're probably feeling the pressure.
So I should be ready to like jump on a good opportunity.
Yes, but be strategic about it. Don't be afraid to offer less than the asking price, especially if the property's been sitting there for a while. The longer it's on the market, the more power you have.
I like that. It's like a game, and I can use timing to my advantage.
Exactly. Here's another tip. Don't limit yourself to just the Seaport. Look at other neighborhoods in Boston too.
Why would that be a good idea?
Remember how we talked about all those local factors that can affect real estate? By looking at different areas, you might find some hidden gems, places that are on the rise, offer more for your money, or just fit your lifestyle better.
So I should be open to exploring beyond my initial target area. I might even find a new favorite neighborhood.
You never know. You could find the perfect place for a much better price.
Okay, I'm definitely expanding my search now. Any other advice to help me succeed?
Definitely. A good real estate agent can be incredibly helpful. They know the market really well, they can help you find good opportunities, and they can negotiate for you.
So it's like having a guide to help me through all the ups and downs of buying a home.
That's a great way to put it. A good agent can save you time, money, and stress.
This is all so helpful. I feel like I'm going into this market with a much better understanding now, and I know what I need to do to be successful.
That's fantastic. Remember, knowledge is power. The more you know about the market, the better choices you can make.
I couldn't agree more. We've covered so much ground today. The Seaport data, the economy, buying strategies, even how to assess risk. I feel like I've learned a ton.
It sounds like you have.
I really appreciate you taking the time to guide me through this.
You're welcome. I'm always happy to help people navigate the world of real estate.
And to all of you listening, we hope this deep dive into the Boston Seaport condo market has been valuable. Now go out there and make those real estate dreams happen.
Best of luck.
And that's it for this episode of The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time with another fascinating topic. Until then, keep exploring.